Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Tape 12. When you are asked to perform some activity that will take more than 15 or 20 seconds, you will hear a signal like this, which means that you are to stop the tape, complete the activity, and start the tape again. Frame 401. This mid-class consonant is pronounced
Dodo.
This is the same sound as in the Lao word
Dick,
which means child. Frame 402. Observe how
Dodo
is written. You begin with a clockwise circle at the lower left and proceed up and over and down on the right side. Frame 403. Write it as it is pronounced.
Dodo. Dodo.
Check your answer by looking at frame 402. Frame 404. Although the pronunciation of Lao
Dodo
is somewhat similar to D in English, there are important differences. The vocal cords do not begin to vibrate until shortly after the sound begins in English. It's as if the speaker switched from Da to Da after beginning the pronunciation. In Lao, one should start the vocal cords vibrating at the same time or just shortly before the sound begins. Listen for this early voicing, sometimes called pre-voicing.
Da, da, da.
This pre-voicing can be heard through the cheeks. Listen again.
Da, da, da.
Frame 405. This is pronounced
da.
What is the pitch contour on this word? The answer is high. Frame 406.
Da
is an example of the syllable type MC plus V. What does that mean? It means mid-class initial consonant followed by short vowel. Frame 407. Read the following words. Number 1.
Da.
Number 2.
Do.
Number 3.
D.
Number 4.
Da.
As you can see by examining these words, there is no written indication of glottal stop at the end. How did you know to pronounce them with final glottal stop? Because all short vowels in final position in Lao are pronounced with glottal stop after them. Frame 408. Write these words. Number 1.
De.
Number 2.
Da.
Number 3.
Dua.
Number 4.
Du.
Check your answers below. Frame 409. All of the following words begin with mid-class initial consonant and end in short vowels. They all have high pitch contour. Repeat them after the tape. Number 1.
Ja.
Number 2.
Gi.
Number 3.
Du.
Number 4.
Ja.
Number 5.
De.
Number 6.
Go.
Number 7.
Ji.
Number 8.
Gu.
Number 9.
Da.
Number 10.
Jo.
Number 11.
Get.
Number 12.
Do.
Frame 410. All of the words just given, like the word
got,
begin with mid-class initial consonants and end in short vowels and are pronounced with high pitch contours. You can remember this rule or remember that they belong to the same group as
ga.
Frame 411. Listen to these syllables. They're all pronounced with low pitch contour. Number 1.
Da.
Number 2.
Du.
Number 3.
Dao.
Number 4.
Dai.
Number 5.
Di.
Number 6.
Do.
Number 7.
Dam.
Number 8.
Dua.
All right, now go back and read these. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Da.
Number 2.
Du.
Number 3.
Dao.
Number 4.
Dai.
Number 5.
D.
Number 6.
Do.
Number 7.
Dam.
Number 8.
Dua.
Frame 412. All of these words begin with a mid-class consonant and end with long vowels or diphthongs. Write them as you hear them read. Number 1.
D.
Number 2.
Dao.
Number 3.
Dua.
Number 4.
Dam.
Number 5.
đo
Number 6
đây
Number 7
đu
Number 8
da
Check your answers. Frame 413. Using the symbols MC for mid-consonant and V for vowel, write the symbolism for the syllables in frame 412. You should have written MC plus VV. Frame 414. All of the following words resemble
có
in that they all begin with mid-consonant, end in long vowel, and have low pitch contour. Listen. Number 1.
D.
Number 2.
Đó.
Number 3.
Đây.
Number 4.
Đâu.
Frame 415. You no doubt remember the two token words.
Cá.
And.
Có. Cá.
Begins with mid-class consonant and ends in short vowel.
Có.
Begins with mid-class consonant and ends in long vowel. These two words are called token words because they represent two different syllable types and two different pitch contours. Now we will see if you can associate other syllables with these two. Now we will do two practice examples to show you how to do this exercise. If the tape should say,
da,
as in example one, you should respond with,
go.
Because it is the same syllable type. If the tape should say,
get,
as in example number two, you should say,
got,
since it is the same syllable type. Now we will do the exercise. Number one.
Chú.
You should respond,
got.
Number two.
Đồ.
You should respond.
Có.
Number three.
Kè.
You should respond.
Có.
Number four.
Đề.
You should respond.
Có.
The rest of the examples are not in the text. Number 5.
Chị.
You should respond.
Cá.
Number 6.
Đầm.
You should respond.
Có.
Number 7.
Cư.
You should respond.
Có.
Number 8.
Chưa.
You should respond.
Có.
Number 9.
Kế.
You should respond.
Cá.
Number 10.
Chị.
You should respond.
Cá.
Frame 416. Listen to the following pairs of words. Number 1.
Đau đi.
Number 2.
Đu đo.
Number 3.
Đưa đây.
Frame 417. Now repeat them after the tape. Number one.
Dao di.
Number two.
Du do.
Number three.
Dua dai.
Frame 418. Read these pairs of words. The tape will confirm your response. Number one.
Dao di.
Number two.
Du do.
Number three.
Dua dai.
Frame 419. Write these pairs of words as they are read to you. Number one.
Du do.
Number two.
Dao di.
Number three.
Dua dai.
Check your answers below. Frame 420. Listen to the following pairs of words. Number one.
Du di.
Number two.
De dua.
Number three.
Da do.
Frame 421. Repeat these pairs after the tape. Number one.
Du di.
Number two.
De dua.
Number three.
Da do.
Frame 422. Read these pairs of words. The tape will confirm your response. Number one.
Du di.
Number two.
De dua.
Number three.
Da do.
Frame 423. Write these as they are read to you. Number one.
De dua.
Number two.
Da do.
Number three.
Du di.
Check your answers. Frame 424. Listen to the following pairs of words. Number one.
Da du.
Number two.
Dua da.
Number three.
Do dua.
Frame 425. Repeat these words after the tape. Number one.
Da du.
Number two.
đưa đã.
Number 3.
Đò đưa.
Frame 426. Read these words. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Đà đu.
Number 2.
Đưa đã.
Number 3.
Đò đưa.
Frame 427. Write these words as they are read to you. Number 1.
Đò đưa.
Number 2.
Đà đu.
Number 3.
Đưa đã.
Check your answers. Frame 428. Listen to these pairs of words. Number 1.
Đã đu.
Number 2.
Được kẹ.
Number 3.
Chả đưa.
Frame 429. Repeat these words after the tape. Number 1.
Đã đu.
Number 2.
Được kẹ.
Number 3.
Dạ đưa.
Frame 430. Read these words. The tape will confirm your response. Number 1.
Đã đu.
Number 2.
Được kẹ.
Number 3.
Chả đưa.
Frame 431. Write these words. Number 1.
Được kẹ.
Number 2.
Chả đưa.
Number 3.
Đã đu.
Check your answers. Frame 432. Read these two words.
Chạy đi.
That means kind or kind-hearted. Now read the next group of words.
Chùa chạy đi.
What does that mean? A kind novice monk. Frame 433. Read that.
Chùa chạy đi.
That is a noun phrase and is made up of a noun,
chùa,
followed by a modifier,
chạy đi.
Frame 434. Read that.
กะแจดี
That means a good key or good keys. Is it a noun phrase, verb phrase, or is it a sentence? It's a noun phrase. What are its two parts? It's made up of a noun followed by a modifier. Frame 435. Read that word.
Dumb.
If that means black, how would you write black sheep? Write it in the space provided. Check your answer. Now read your answer.
Get dumb.
Frame 436. Read that word.
Do.
It means to be diligent. Write this sentence. The novice monk is diligent in the space provided. Now, check your answer. Now, read your answer.
Chùa đủ.
Frame 437. Read that sentence.
Cơ cù đủ.
What does it mean? It means my buddy is diligent. Frame 438. Read that word.
Đứa.
It means partially broken. Now read the next word.
Kadi.
It means monk's dwelling quarters. Now read the sentence at the bottom of the page.
กะแจกะดีเดือ
Listen again.
กะแจกะดีเดือ
What does it mean? It means the key to the monk's quarters is partially broken. What is the noun phrase in that sentence?
กระแจกระดี
What is the verb phrase?
เดือ
This is the end of tape 12, reading Lao, a programmed introduction, Foreign Service Institute.